Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Hi. Welcome back to A Digital Identity Digest. I'm Heather Flanagan, and today we're talking about bots. Not the type of bots, not the horror stories necessarily, but some real practical tension that comes up when your system starts to feel the weight of automated traffic. So if you're a product manager or a DevOps lead or an identity architect dealing with automated traffic or fielding requests from people who are, this is a good episode for you. If you're a bot developer or have an agentic AI service, there's stuff in here for you too. The challenge here is that all bots aren't bad. The problem is that they all cost someone something. They cost organizations running the bots to develop them and provide them as a service to their customers. They also cost the targets of said bots in the form of overwhelming network and server traffic, not to mention potential intellectual property borrowing. You didn't see the air quotes around borrowing, but trust me, there were air quotes. And identity alone isn't enough to solve for this. So what I want us to think about today is incentives. Because without the right incentives for both parties, we're going to stay kind of stuck in the same cycle of block everything or get overrun. So let's define some terms. What we mean when we say bot. So the word bot is covering a lot of ground in this post and in a lot of the articles that you're going to read elsewhere. It can mean helpful automation like search engine crawlers, uptime checkers, and accessibility bots. It can mean AI agents that fetch, generate, or summarize content. It can be internal enterprise tools, the scripts that are running, services that you have, various and sundry integrations. And of course, we often talk about hackers, the bad actors who have scrapers, spam bots, credential stuffers. I mean, some of these things are essential, some are annoying, some are actively harmful, but they all hit your infrastructure, and whether or not they identify themselves kind of doesn't matter. The target is paying for a lot of the traffic. So identity, which as you know is one of my favorite things, is only the first step. There's definitely growing interest in figuring out how bots can identify themselves, ideally in standardized and trustworthy ways. There are working groups like the bot authentication effort, which isn't a working group yet, but it's trying to be, and the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force. They're looking at how we might give bots a way to say, I'm not human, but I'm also not here to cause trouble. And some content and service providers are absolutely on board with that. They want to know what's hitting their site. Is it a person? Is it a crawler? Is it a new class of AI agent? But you know, not all bot developers are really eager to participate in this kind of effort, which isn't very surprising. Right now, self-identification doesn't actually get them anything. There's no assurance that they're going to be treated better or even allowed through. So why bother with the coding effort? So that's the kicker for the reverse side. Even when bots identify themselves, the systems that they're targeting have to be able to serve them. Authenticated or not, every request costs money, bandwidth, compute, storage, nothing's for free. And if there's no business value on both ends of that request, you're kind of just subsidizing someone else's automation. So why incentives matter, right? Bot developers are going to say, look, we just want access, don't block us. Site operators, in turn, will say, well, yeah, but we just want to keep the service running for the humans that are needing to use it. You know, that's not actually as much of a conflict as you'd think, it's more of a misalignment. Bot developers generally don't want to be mistaken for abusers. They want to be treated like contributors to the ecosystem, but service providers still have to make a judgment, is this bot worth the load that it brings? And that's not a question that identity management can answer at all. It's a value judgment, and it has to be made outside the scope of identity systems and protocols. So in public discussions around bot authentication, there's been a few interesting ideas that emerge. One is that bot operators, you know, the ones on the side of good and glory, don't want imposters ruining their reputation. Self-identification can really help clarify who's legit. Some believe that bots that authenticate and follow published guidelines should be treated as allowed by default, not blocked by default, as many bots are these days. And many site operators, especially smaller ones, have noted that they are just overwhelmed by all of it, and bots may not be malicious, but they're still contributing to the loads. So for them, defensive measures have become the norm, not the exception. Well, this is interesting because this opens the door to kind of like, I guess I would call them load-aware incentives. So imagining offering bots better access in exchange for predictable behavior, lower frequency, clearer intentions, verifiable identity. Instead of blanket blocking, which doesn't necessarily work anyway, you'd have something more like an API with access tiers. Anonymous bots get limited access, known bots get more, and trusted bots that demonstrate value get the most. So what would that system look like? Well, you know, we kind of already do this for humans. We've got OAuth scopes, we've got rate limits, we've got usage quotas, so why not the same thing for bots? A smarter system might include open standards for bot registration and authentication, tiered access based on reputation, utility, and resource use, clear machine-readable policies in terms of what's allowed and what isn't, and in some cases, yes, monetization or resource sharing for high-impact bot activity. I know Cloudflare is doing some interesting work in this space that if you're interested in that, you should track their efforts. So what could you do today? If you're managing infrastructure or product decisions, you don't actually need to wait for a new standard to start making some changes. There's a couple things you can do right now. One, make sure that you can clearly separate metrics for bot versus human traffic. It's not going to be perfect, but if you can get a gross approximation using user agent parsing, behavioral patterns, or identity-aware proxies, it will give you a better foundation for what you're willing to compromise on, what the rate limits can be, caching, access control, things like that. The next thing you can do is be very transparent about your expectations. If bots should authenticate or throttle, then say that. Document that in your API specifications. Extend your robots.txt file. Include metadata in your OpenAPI definitions. What you shouldn't do is bury it in your end user license agreement because bots don't read fine print and their developers are going to parse structured signals, not a 42-page EULA. The third thing you can do, of course, is do try and encourage the bots that are, you know, obviously trying to do the right thing. If a bot is driving traffic, increasing your discoverability, supporting your users' needs, build that into your system design. Use API gateways, OAuth scopes, or mutual TLS to grant access with boundaries. So at the end of the day, you know, this isn't about punishing bots. It's about designing for automation without burning your infrastructure down in the process. Because at the end of the day, you know, identity without incentives is kind of just surveillance. And incentives without any constraints are what I would refer to as spam. So let's aim for something more useful than either of those things. Thank you for listening. You can find the full blog post with links to various and sundry other interesting reading material on my website at sphericalcowconsulting.com. And do please make sure you share this with other people who might be interested. Encourage them to subscribe, encourage them to go read the post, and stay tuned for next week's episode. And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.